next hour, 7 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, Los Angeles. We have the left coast, as some people refer to it. The west coast is top heavy with people representative.
Just like me.
I'm going to start things. Thank you, Jennifer. Yes. Ken, that's not your problem. You're not top heavy, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, so Rich McFadden along in a bit. Evan Mantell is in the main studio in Washington, and we're focused on about this much of the Boston bombing. I am so over this, so tired. I think there are some ramifications, however, from this, and because Jennifer wasn't around in the last hour, I might ask her for some thoughts or own wisdom. For those of you who want to know what the story is, this kid is awake and responding. Investigators are asking him whether there are other cell members, whether there are any unexploded bombs anywhere. He seems to have, his condition seems to have stabilized. He was pretty shot up. The thing that, after sort of witnessing this week of horror and chaos in Boston directly, because I'm a Bostonian, I live outside of Boston, and having people that live and are close to me that were close to all of this, wondering about all of the ramifications long term on our country. Mm-hmm. And I don't see anything good. There's not much out of this that's good. We had massive, massive police, FBI, federal, state, local forces in on this thing to capture this kid. What I don't understand is in all the gunfire, all the gunplay, why this kid still is alive, frankly.
Well, I'm glad that he is, for one, just so that you can talk to him and figure things out. I mean, that's a good thing. But I had even heard reports that he tried to take his own life. I think this kid wanted.
Where'd you hear that?
Somebody had told me that over the weekend. That's what his throat injury came from. The reason he can't talk is because he might have tried to put, you know, shoot something down his throat.
You see, that's it. Might. All these.
But no one knows for sure.
I know. Yeah. And that's been the biggest problem with the news media coverage. News media has a blight and a black eye as a result of what happened last week. So much bad information. John King, man, I don't know where he's. I didn't even know. It's like CNN is self-destructing. Like they have a suicide. You talk about the one who wants to commit suicide. They aren't getting either much of a break, or they're not sounding like they're really on top of it, frankly.
Well, I think what you're seeing with the media, or at least what I noticed, is that it used to be that there were real honest-to-goodness reporters. And now, those were the only people that would investigate what was going on. Now you have websites like Reddit, you have Twitter, obviously we know about that, and Facebook to some extent, that just spoon out the information. And so now it's a harder job, I think, because you have all of this misinformation out there that everybody wants to report on first so that they can have that honor, but yet there's no way to know it's true. I mean, gosh, there were people, you know, identifying these guys as not brothers and Americans, and it's hard to disseminate, I think, now, because there aren't they don't have that person that's that one go-to guy for the reporter. They have all these different sources, and it gets all watered down and hard to figure out what really is the truth.
Mm. Well,
in my estimation,
what I believe the truth to be is that the country didn't present itself well last week. It was like martial law, and it's not, other than the Watts riots in Los Angeles, you might not have seen anything like this in your lifetime, Jennifer. The doors that were kicked in, the automatic weapons that were pointed at people's heads, the citizens who were blindfolded, basically all rights, all liberties were completely suspended. It's pretty damn scary stuff.
Did I miss that part?
Yeah,
who was blindfolded?
There were people that were taken into custody. There are local stories galore here of relatives, friends, people who were taken by the police. They just went anywhere and everywhere they could to get information on these kids. And the fact that he didn't have his rights read to him is very problematic. Even if I believe the kid should have the death penalty. But I also believe if you're going to have a rule then you better live by the rule. Otherwise, you have no, you're not any different than these wild countries that don't have any constitution.
In federal court, there's a provision where you, if it's a matter of national security, you don't have to read the Miranda rights.
I don't know. Maybe that's true. I heard that a lot last week. I don't care. You either do or you don't.
I don't think that you want to give somebody who's just blown people up the right to.
But they had no proof that he had at the moment. All they have, they still don't have any proof.
But he confessed. But he confessed to the person that he carjacked, and that's why they were saying they don't even need to Mirandize him, because what would happen is that he's already confessed to several people that have heard him say that he was the Boston bomber. So even if he himself didn't say it, they'd be able to prosecute him in a court of law.
I still think it's a sticky wicket. All of the police, the police everywhere with guns pointed, the whole thing. Given the fact that there were 26 people killed in Iraq the day of the Boston bombing, are their lives more or less valuable than Americans? Americans will throw rocks at the radio now with me saying that. There are a lot of innocent people who have been killed all over the world.
I agree. There were more
day
people
in and day out.
There were more people killed in Chicago this weekend. Well, there were more people killed in Texas. But the thing is, this opens up a whole new thing for us, Doug. And this is homegrown. This is terror that is similar to what Israel faces every day. And these are you have people going after soft targets now. It's a real concern.
So how do you fix it? Do you fix it by blowing?
I've been talking to many people who actually have roots in Israel, and they said those people would have never been, they would have been targeted by police at events, because that's how Israel knows what the signs are. They look for these people. So maybe it is a shift in our law enforcement. I don't know, but we do have to address that, because we can't obviously remain vulnerable if
we're gonna
this is
be
a new trend.
Can I tell you something? We are extraordinarily vulnerable,
of course.
We will be vulnerable. Either we give up the old expression, kind of like the same in relationships. You give up, you want safety, you're not going to have liberty. You're going to have one or the other, and oftentimes if you give up liberty for safety, you'll have neither, because we are giving up our liberties and we aren't safer. And there's no way. And the Israeli example is a good one, except for the fact that Israel only has, 14 million people that live there? We have 314 million people who live here. The country is out of control because there's so many people. You could have done anything. You could have robbed every bank in Boston last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and nobody would have paid any attention. There were no police anywhere except chasing around these people. The amount of time that was spent and the money and the, I don't know, it's just this
But aren't you happy that they found them, especially having someone that you love in the city and knowing that these people would probably have tried to attack again?
Of course. I'm glad that they are captured. There's no question that, but now the aftermath of all of this is continuing resources being used. Are there more of these people around? Even if you could, if you thought there were more of them around, the thing makes my skin crawl. All of this, what I've seen, the suggestion that maybe there was something else behind it, all the conspiratorial stuff that you're not going to be able to overcome. The thing that was best that came out of this, as far as I was concerned, the way medical emergencies were handled. The fact that crowd funds were started to help Boston bomb victims pay their medical bills, and the number of people who contributed, the people who are there and will be there because they are giving. I think that we were talking about this to a certain extent last week, how people came together and all the good. I think I read that email, was it Tuesday or Wednesday, from the listener talking about all the good that you have three people that do horrible things, four people, two people, whatever it is. And yet hundreds and thousands of people came to the aid. It brought a lot of people together. And that, in my mind, was a message that was good out of this. It's too bad it came as a result of it. But the fact that people rallied around and have been extraordinarily helpful under the circumstance, I think is a wonderful thing. I think you can find a lot of brightness among the dimness that's here. I do not think that the police and I just don't like this military state that our country is in. I don't like all of the. We had tanks, for God's sakes, and Humvees with these machine guns from the war zone riding around the streets of Watertown.
Mm-hmm.
Pointed in people's
helicopters.
Windows. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the helicopter was pretty interesting, actually. I understand the technology of actually finding, seeing the kid under the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting stuff. We paid for it, so we ought to have use of it. Anyway, it's not a great. I'm not so sure that all of the focus on how wonderful these guys and the police and all. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm really not. I'm very uncomfortable.
It's funny that we can have such different estimations. I thought they did a good job.
Yeah. I didn't say they didn't do. There's just so many of them. How could they not do a good job?
Yeah.
There's just so many police. And just so many.
Well,
there were thousands.
They had military called in, so
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Had extra backup for sure.
So, well, what they said was maybe there were more, and that's a legitimate concern. That is legitimate. They're worried about whether there are more of them or not. Anyway, but there are other things going on, and so we're not going to spend as much time on this as we certainly have. 18 at the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Kenny. I am sort of, even though I'm not going to be like everybody else and continue to keep the same focus on all this, I am interested in nosing around and hearing stories, for example, from one of the college classmates of one of the brothers said, and I don't remember which one is which. Zakhar is the younger one, right?
Zakhar is the one who's in the hospital right now.
Right, okay.
He's the one that went to Dartmouth.
So his classmate said that he talked to him the day after the bombings. The kid talked to him like, you know, there was nothing wrong.
Yeah, he was on campus. He was tweeting, yeah. I'm a stress-free kind of guy during that week. He partied. He was out drinking and smoking and, you know, that whole week.
Yeah. So it's really kind of
double life, much.
Well, do we have somebody who's bipolar here? Do we have somebody who's just doesn't? He's gone half. At least maybe the
brother.
The moon.
I think the older brother was the total influence there, and the kid was just wanted to be a kid.
Yeah, 21 after the hour. That may be apparent to you.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
There we go.
This is not what you think it is.
No, not even close.
You might wish that it was what you thought it was.
This will be the one time that you actually wished it was the Macarena.
Cheech and Chong.
One night I'm going to have a margarita. Who's the bag to leave my favorite cantina? On the corner, there's a nice bed. If she likes me, I might even get there. Come with me, you got a stiff knee. And if you're good, I'll give you a 50. One summer night, I'm going to go for the tia. Mexican village, met a girl.
All right, so that's enough of that.
It's early.
Good morning.
Anyway, Cheech and Chong are launching their own channel on Sirius XM. It's called Raw Dog Comedy. And it starts, I think it actually started over the weekend, frankly, or if it didn't this past weekend,
Raw
it's next
Dog,
weekend.
Raw Dog Comedy is one of their channels.
It's a channel,
it's been on for a long time, so they must be launching a show on that channel.
Yes, okay. Yeah, but you're talking about what's on Sirius XM.
Yes, that's one of their channels.
Right, yeah. All right, so just as maybe there's a little, what do we have that's not quite as raw as that, if you'll pardon me?
You know what, I'm just going to go with the old standby here
McDoobies?
Yeah, because...
But there, you had something else, though. What else?
I'm just... Let me see. We can try Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones!
I can't remember how bad this gets.
We got a Basketball Jones!
Cheech and Chong.
Got a Basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the king of Basketball Jones. Basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I never put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to.
That's pretty boring. So we're just having a little fun because we normally have a little fun in this portion of this hour of the Good Day program. All right, so why don't you go to the standby, Richie? Why not? The Cheech and Chong channel is on. I'm not in the business of promoting XM necessarily. But.
Hello? Is anybody there, man?
Hey, welcome to McDoobies, man.
Oh.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like a McReally Happy Meal, man.
Oh, no problem, man. You want to get fried with that, man?
I sure hope so, man.
Okay.
Hey, is it okay if I fool around in the McDoobie Land room?
Oh, sure. Just don't knock over the bong this time, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
with that
hey,
dude.
Man. Hey, is it too late to add on to order a hash brownies, man?
Oh, no, man. You always get it your way at this place, man.
Do I?
Yeah. Hey, hit it, guys. Grab a bag full of pops.
Oh, wow, man.
Just watch out for the cops.
Far out.
Hey, there's no stems and no seeds. Drive around if you please.
Hey, man, you guys make a bacon double wide burger?
You deserve a split today. Take one talk and get blown away. And McDoomy.
Enough of Cheech and Chong.
I don't understand.
What's that?
Is Cheech has always been, like, very successful, and yeah. Tommy Chong has always been the guy that's been in jail.
Yeah, right.
In the whole bit. And, you know, what Cheech is, I guess
Marin.
I just didn't see Cheech going back to this.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe he has no other choice. Oh, you mean that Cheech, no. Because he's been so successful.
Yeah.
I see.
Maybe he's trying to help the other guy.
What I think.
Right. That could be. Yeah. It's nice to help. It's good. Remember the old disc jockey saying, this is from my early years on the radio, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. All right,
they don't go by that in Hollywood, really.
No. Flood water out so well.
Floodwaters rising along the Mississippi. We'll talk about that nearly a few minutes from now. A few minutes nearby. Stand by.
What he said.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Recently, the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of Spirit Airlines versus the U.S. Department of Transportation. And that actually is good news for consumers. What that means is that the Department of Transportation rules on fair transparency will stand. You'll get to see the full price of an airline ticket every time an airline advertises a fare. Now, they can still give you a breakdown of government and taxes and fees, but it can't be shown prominently. I consider that a win, because you can now do real price comparisons. This price disclosure is part of a bigger initiative from the Department of Transportation, which also includes increased compensation for lost luggage, long tarmac delays, and involuntary bumping. So why did Spirit Airlines sue the Department of Transportation? They claim the rules violated their right of free speech. I disagree. Not to disclose fares prominently basically violates my right of full disclosure. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Find
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The hour. Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden as we pursue what's going on today as sort of a post-mortem on last week and how everything seems to be going back to normal is the right way of referring to it. But is there, what's the normal? That's the thing. What's the new normal? Yeah, what is the new normal? There are a lot of people who are upset, Richie, because a lot of people had their rights trampled on. Whether you worry about this kid not being Mirandized or not, there are a lot of, in Watertown especially, doors kicked in, the pictures of the police, you know, the news media patting itself on the back. Wow, we got these live Instacams, and there are tanks and Humvees with these automatic weapons mounted on the turrets of them.
I saw
pointed at people's heads.
I saw a lot of Facebook posts of the conspiratorialist
leaning
people saying this was just practice for the government for martial law.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people thought martial law took place. So, Kenny, what are you getting as you follow both Jennifer and Kenny? But Jennifer's better looking at some of the national trending things. Not better than, but I might use her as I look at some of these people that are on the list and some of the things that are being pursued. What do you have in terms of our own stuff, Kenny?
Well, we asked on Facebook, what, if anything, do you think there is to learn from last week? And Jay says, no matter how much money we spend, you can't stop these acts of violence. And with all the police presence, it took an alert citizen to follow a blood trail to the boat in his backyard.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's interesting.
Well, and I think that the legal, that the authorities knew that that's what it would take.
Right.
They had no bones about it. They knew that somebody out there was going to see something that was going to turn this over.
All right. So what's the story with this this AK-47 being given away on Facebook? Anybody following that? There was a fan page created for a business.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that they were just going to give the amount of money for the gun away so that you could buy it if you wanted to?
Yeah, they couldn't actually give the gun away, so they were just going to give like a gift certificate.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of it. It's trending on Yahoo.
See, I think everything has gone back to normal now because Yahoo is the top five trending topics are Kendra Wilkinson, Reese Witherspoon getting arrested for DUI.
Jennifer, Reese.
She did.
Oh. She wasn't driving. Her husband was driving.
She started smarting off to the cops, though, so they took her in, too.
And he told her to sit her butt down and be quiet. I thought that was pretty funny.
And then Jennifer Lawrence's new haircut. Yeah, I mean, you just go back to all this stuff.
Right. Yeah.
The thing with the AR-15 giveaways on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was just because it got shut down just because they violated Facebook's rules about doing contests.
Yeah.
See? Just as simple as that. It didn't have anything to do with what the prize was. It's just that they did it in a way that goes against
the rules of Facebook. Al Michaels also got pulled over. That's trending, Jennifer, for a DUI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big weekend. Everybody was out celebrating, I guess.
Right, yeah. That was probably
Earth Day always brings them out.
Today is Earth Day. We're going to celebrate Earth Day in one way or another. The Boston Marathon last week, London Marathon yesterday. It was a chilly day, nice day, and as you can imagine, a lot of the people who ran last week in the Boston Marathon went over to run in the London Marathon. There was a 30-second silence and show of respect for the situation that occurred last week in Boston. Quote, "We've had this in London, and it's nice to send the message that life goes on and that we can still do things every day in an ordinary way. It must be comforting to people in Boston to know that people in London are thinking about them." Yeah, I guess that's probably true. And so, hello. What about the continuing focus on what's happened there versus other violent acts that have taken place over the past week that nobody's paid any attention to? And then the trends that are well underway, now likely to be accelerated by the situation in Boston, that's the spread of police radios using digital rather than analog broadcasting, Richie. The growing ability of even the most technically unsophisticated to monitor conventional police communications on cell phones.
No, I've got it on my
You listen
my
to that stuff?
Yeah, I got it right on my phone. I got a scanner app.
I do too.
That allows me to listen because every now and then I'll hear the helicopters flying overhead.
Yeah, and you want to know what's going on.
I'll be like, so I'll do Fairfax County Police. And
so they're going to change that, make it digital so you can't, they are unencryptable.
Hmm. What's cool is now with those apps, you can pick a city and just and you can listen in to anyone. And I think that's how a lot of the information for Boston was getting out. And so many people had identified names and stuff already before the suspects or before the FBI did because people were listening to the scanners. And then I got this feeling that they started sending out fake information on the scanner so that people would not know what they were doing. Honestly, I think that happened.
My friend was updating me. Listen, here's the Boston scanner right now, as a matter of fact. So that's your Boston scanner.
Yeah.
So my friend was updating me, like, oh my goodness, they see him under the boat, you know, and it's boom every couple of minutes. And I tried to log on to the Boston scanner, and it was just
so
full.
Crazy.
It was full. Well, you couldn't get on.
Yep. All right. So what also does this bring up in terms of the FBI having talked to this guy in 2011? Apparently, are they got close to trying to identify him. They've been following him. A lot of attention has been focused on the lack of any apparent government follow-up. This investigation opened and closed in 2011.
They questioned the younger one and found nothing.
No, they questioned the older one.
I read
Tamarian's
a story where
the older one, right?
Right, Tamarin. Tamarlin.
Tamarian.
I saw a story where they questioned the younger one and found nothing, and I'm not sure about the older one, what they found.
The older one had been under investigation from another, and they wouldn't identify which, from another country's government. Then the FBI questioned him. They didn't see anything that was a red flag. Duh. And they got back and said, look, we don't see anything. If you want another investigation, let us know. And the other country, who they haven't identified yet, never got back to them.
No.
So,
well, there is a lot of this. Everybody could be a suspect.
You know what? The FBI released information. Well, I don't know. That's where I start to kind of lean with the conspiratorialists. Mm-hmm. When the FBI starts releasing information post arrest and start building their case to the public. Mm-hmm. But then you hear things like the neighbor of Tamerlan, the older one, saying that he had gotten into an argument months ago with the guys, and Tamerlan was saying that the U.S. tries to colonialize everything in the Middle East and Africa, and how the Bible is just a tool that the United States uses to be able to attack other countries, and it's a ripoff of the Quran. When you start hearing things like that, and then you start going, okay, now that's the public building the case against these two versus the government building the case against these two, and it kind of helps support whatever the government does, in my mind.
Here's Avi Nelson, who's a radio host, talking. This guy is very right-wing. I've known this guy for as long as I've been in radio. He's been on the radio in Boston for a long, long time, and he's been a strict constitutionalist until now. Listen to this conversation between one of his callers and him.
Bill, you're next on the program.
But hey, I'd like to get your opinion on some of these house searches that were done. I just wanted to see if you thought they were justified, and you know, from a constitutional point of view, if somebody didn't want their home searched, would they have been able to have said no?
I guess they would have been able to say no. I don't think that you know, they weren't going around with search warrants, but I'll bet you, Bill, that there's some kind of emergency provision where, if somebody had said no in a situation like that, and you're the police officer, would you have immediately been somewhat suspicious?
Yeah, but what happens if, say, I don't know, just for the sake of argument, they found something contraband or a gun or
That's an interesting question. Supposing they come in because they say they're going after this killer, and they find narcotics, right, or a gun you don't have the permit for, then what? I tell you what I think would have happened in real life. I think the police officers would have said, hey, we're not looking for that. We're looking for this killer, so don't worry about it. We're just going to turn a blind eye to it. But, hey, look, Bill, if you're right. I mean, if somebody says, I don't want you to come in, and they get suspicious and they break in the door and they find not the killer but the contraband, I would think you would have a case. But I'll tell you something. At the time when that killer was on the loose, Bill, I don't want to hear about somebody saying, oh, no, I don't want the police to come into my house.
Also saying it just because it's convenient now, Avi, because you're usually talking about the Constitution and stuff
right.
like that. It's kind of convenient now.
That's right.
I don't know if it's supposed to work all the time, not just some of the time.
But you know, Bill, it doesn't. There are emergency situations, and the world does change.
And certainly under emergency situations,
you expect that. Look, when there's a police roadblock up there,
yes.
and you say, gee, I want to exercise my right to walk across this, down that street.
All right, you get the gist. The reason I want to play that is because of what he just said. It's convenient, what if and what if and what if. You either have a rule or you don't have a rule. You have a law or you don't have a law. You have substance or you don't have substance.
So what would you suspect?
Yeah.
What would you ask the police to do?
What would you have done if they would have knocked on your door?
Because I would have said, come right in, sir. I want to make sure there's not a bomber hiding in my closet. So come on in. What would you say?
I don't know. Not confronted with the situation, Richie. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about it that way. If they came to my door and knocked on it and said they wanted to come in and look around, I probably wouldn't think about the Constitution. If they broke my door down, I'd probably be thinking about suing him. That's what I'd be. That's probably how I'd approach it.
And you'd win. And so who cares?
Reasonable.
Then they're going to replace your door. Big deal.
All right. Right. So here's. I have a double door, so.
Well, you get two doors then.
Here's James in Kentucky with a thought about our rights.
I'm so glad this is all over, but I'm worried how far this is going to take away our civil rights. Because people are going to say, oh, now we need to have drones in every sky. And we could have caught them so much easier if we had drones canvassing the neighborhood. And then if it was black powder that they used in the bombing, they might say, okay, let's restrict all reloading powder sales and let's restrict all shotgun shell sales.
Mm-hmm. See?
You know what's interesting?
Yeah, I
think they will say that, by the way. And I don't think that's necessarily a right thing to do.
What's interesting?
My wife, who's very anti-gun in the house,
uh-huh.
Not anti-guns, but anti-gun in the house.
Doesn't want any in the house.
Yeah. Doesn't want it.
Yep.
Has said, you know what? Maybe we should think about having a gun in the house.
Yep.
Meredith had me put locks on all the doors here because she felt more secure.
You don't have locks on your doors?
No, this house has never been locked in the 38 years since it was built.
Oh, that's weird.
But you didn't, forget that. It didn't have locks.
No.
To begin with.
Yeah.
So the doorknob on the front door to the house never had a lock on it.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Trusting neighbors.
No, I'm in the middle of who's the, you know what? If this is different than the suburban circumstance. If somebody wants to get into your house, they're going to get into your house.
I agree. So, I agree. But I like to at least put up a little wall before they have to get in.
Why not make them make some noise so that at least alerts you?
Yeah, and then you can shoot them and be arrested for murder. That's it.
Not arrested for murder. Somebody breaks into your house.
Look at what happened to the last guy. Somebody came into his house, they shot him, and now he's in jail.
Yep. Right. Well, right. You got to ask questions first. Right. Before.
Hey, are you a friend or not? Right. Who is that that's there? Blam, 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 blam. All right, 13 before the hour. Let's calm down. This is a good day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are void on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, those of you who live along the Mississippi River, this is no news to you. The river has reached 12 feet above flood stage in many areas. A lot of acres of farmland are underwater. Torrential rains flooding parts of Missouri today, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. 3 people died. The bridges were washed away. 114 barges broke loose along the St. Louis port. Heavy rain forecast through tomorrow. The snow in the upper Midwest, which plugs everything up, will make a mess of that as well. So there's a reason to be upset in the Midwest today. Pat, quickly on searches. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, good morning. I had a situation, Doug, and one time in my apartment where I had an officer try to serve a search warrant real early in the morning. The only problem is it was for the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling him, officer, there's nobody here by my name. I'll be glad to show you my contract on my apartment. He was sticking his foot in my doorway, and I told him if he don't remove his foot from my doorway, I was going to shut the door on him.
And did you?
And I told him, well, because that information is invalid, and that means your whole warrant is invalid.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday 4/22/13, and Tech Talk time has found its way into your ear, trying to make your life better with the use of technology. We certainly saw plenty of that this past week. Let's get back to the personal side of the technology. Shelley Palmer, who daily comes in with an informational report on some of the things that are going on, has some information about Google's efforts to improve its app market Play Store. So we'll find out how that's going to affect you in just a moment here on Good Day.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when it comes to browsing the Google Play Store for new apps to download, it can sometimes feel a little bit like the Wild West. Sure, there are big names, your Angry Birds, your Evernotes, and so on, but there seems to be 10 times as many apps you've never heard of, or ones that could potentially harm your phone or risk your data. Google is stepping up to do its part, as over 60,000 low-quality apps were removed from the Google Play Store in February alone. Historically, Google has removed apps from the App Store for violating violating its terms of service, such as spreading malware or risking user data. It's clear that with a relaunch of the Google Play Store, a few new major Android phones in Key Lime Pie, and a new version of Android all on the horizon, Google wants to raise the bar when it comes to quality in the App Store. Of course, it's going to take everything Google has to keep up with Apple's App Store. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
All right, mobile apps. We all love those mobile apps.
Yeah, that's interesting, that story that Shelley had about the Google App Store. I being an iPhone and an Apple user, didn't realize that they had actually been releasing apps that had malware in them.
Why would they do that?
Well, because the quality control of the apps that they are letting be released in their store is...
It's more open source at Google.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, at Apple, they go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. And you would never get that, but Jen's right. At Google, it's like, hey, everybody, go ahead and make whatever you want and contribute to the community, and then that's what you get.
Not long ago, a lot of people believed Facebook was the next big thing in gaming. Developers debated it, sometimes ferociously, at conventions, and venture capitalists couldn't fund the companies fast enough. Over the last couple of months, though, story at DougStephan.com, the air seems to have been let out of Facebook's tires. Major publishers are withdrawing their support. Pop culture breakouts like Farmville are far and few between. Most damningly, players seem to have moved on to other diversions. So what would the other diversions be? Story again at DougStephan.com. A lot of sources say it's because Facebook games, people like to play on their phones. What can you do on your... You could do Facebook stuff on your phone, couldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah, Farmville and whatnot. But yeah, Twitter's still strong. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything else breaking through. Facebook and Twitter are still the big monkeys. Yeah.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com follows up on the story at DougStephan.com. Where do you usually play computer games? A, on my phone. B, on Facebook. C, on my home console. D, on my computer. E, other. F, I don't play computer games. I went into I had a radiator fix at the radiator shop the other day. And I went into the store. The guy who runs it was taking a break. Playing solitaire on a computer. I don't know why that tickled me, but it did. 59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day Monday program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.